Joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, Joe Lewis, CEO, Angels of America's Fallen. Let's introduce you.
Well, I'm kind of an average guy. I retired from the military, had a weird background, started off Army National Guard Field Artillery, then the Marine Corps for about 11 years, and ended up breaking my back, so I got out. But after 9/11, I ended up going back active duty with the Air National Guard, so ended up retiring Air Force with 10 years Air Force, 11 Marine Corps, and about 4 with the Army National Guard.
Well, you are a man after my own heart. I raised a Marine, so.
All right.
To you, he would say, semper fi in hurrah.
Absolutely.
Thank you for all of that wonderful service. What a great history. You are now CEO of Angels of America's Fallen. Let's talk a little bit about the group itself, its history, and what it does.
So I actually formed the organization after retiring because I lost friends in every service, and it was always a great guy with really little kids, and it made me look at it and say, well, what are we doing for the kids while they're little, you know, while they're kids? The scholarships are fantastic, but let's make sure that they get there and don't fall off the tracks. So we started this about 7 years ago, going into our seventh year right now. And we enrolled the kids in sports, music, arts, basically healthy, positive activities outside the home with a coach or an instructor to give them something to invest in themselves through a healthy, non-grief-related passion.
That's powerful. It's powerful. I was, you know, we were a fortunate family. My dad did World War II, Vietnam, and Korea. And the latter two were when we kids were growing up. A lot of high risk there.
And, absolutely.
We are fortunate to not ever have experienced that, but surrounded by parents who had. It's a rough, rough go, or kids who had. We knew kids who lost their parents.
Yeah.
And back in the 60s, I don't think we had any support network like that.
Yeah, not at all. And it, you know, and it's an important thing because mom or dad made that 100% sacrifice for our country or communities. And we support military and first responders, so police, fire, and EMS. And they're all taking risks right here at home, all across the world, training accidents. You know, you can have line of duty deaths in combat fatalities, but really suicides have become a major problem amongst both, you know, all those communities, military and first responder. And so we're seeing so many kids that are losing their parents to suicide. About 35% of the kids we support nationwide are ones that lost their parent in that way. And they are at greater risk. All of these kids are, after the traumatic loss of their parent, at greater risk of anxiety, depression, substance abuse, and dropping out of school, and even suicide. So instead of them spending their downtime after school being withdrawn and depressed or running with the wrong crowd, we want to see them do positive interactions after school with that coach or an instructor in soccer. Soccer, music, whatever it is. We've had kids do baking lessons and hula dancing. I mean, you name it. Whatever is something that's positive that gets their attention that they want to invest their time in doing, then we pay for the activity. But more importantly, we encourage them and follow up with them. So once they're enrolled, they're in all the way through 18 without having to reapply because we didn't want them to get into a healthy passion and then lose it, which is a significant loss for them.
When did you stand up Angels of America's Fallen?
We got recognized as a 501c3 in 2013.
Okay, so you've got just about 7 years.
That's right.
And you're starting to see a track record now.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got kids that have graduated out of our program. In fact, one of them is going to be the speaker at our upcoming Angel Gala, and he is a kid we supported in Texas in competitive soccer. And he ended up getting a college soccer scholarship to Southern Methodist University, and he's going to talk about the impact while he was a kid and then even continuing now as an adult.
That 35% number sticks in my craw and in my mind. That is a staggering number of parents lost to suicide who are in these fields. I imagine that's a number that Angels of America's Fallen would like to change if it could.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, because, I mean, it's tough no matter how you lose your parent, but some of these are, in fact, in front of the children or in the home and they can hear it or whatever. So, I mean, it's very traumatic. But it's the result of us asking more than we ever have in our nation's history of an all-volunteer force. You know, we've got we've had guys killed on their 13th deployment. So over time, that just takes a toll. And then law enforcement right here at home and firefighters, you know, sometimes first responders are even actively targeted now. So the world has changed tremendously, and we don't want to lose a single child because mom or dad gave all for our country and communities.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the gala. When does that happen?
That's February 15th, so it's coming up pretty quick. It's at the Broadmoor, and it's a celebration of our families. It was started by one of our widows, whose daughter we've been supporting in dance for 5 years now. And she had the background to put on events like this and wanted to help us help more kids. It's turned into our biggest fundraising event. But it's really an encapsulation of what the organization is as a whole. We honor the loss and the sacrifice, and that's a part of the story. You can't take that away, but we focus on positives and possibilities. So it's our family stories instead of like a bureau speaker, mm-hmm. and then the kids perform in the activities we've been supporting them in.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun.
I can quite imagine. So Broadmoor, February 15th. And are tickets available?
Tickets are available, only a few. We're definitely going to sell out this week. So it is a fun event. We grew by over 25% in the number of seats for this year, but we are almost out. So it's something that definitely, if people are interested, we'd love to have them.
And, website?
It is awayfallen.org. And then there's a gala tab there, and you can get your information and tickets there. And if it's sold out and you still want to support us, I have to make this pitch, of course. You can donate on the website or look forward to it next year, because this will be our fifth annual one, and it's something, like I said, it's our biggest fundraiser thing that we do, and it's a real celebration.
So at the Broadmoor, February 15th, a few tickets still available at aoafallen.org.
That's correct.
And grab those tickets now, support a wonderful cause, meet some of the families, see the kids and how they are thriving in the Angels of America's Fallen program. You're listening to Joe Lewis, CEO of Angels of America's Fallen. And Joe, thank you so, so much for all you do for these wonderful kids who are living with a loss.
It's an honor to do it. Thank you for having me on, helping us raise awareness and get support to help more of the kids.
We're going to do it again.